so many people have said that to me throughout my life. I just need some space. Yeah, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and this is Avery Raquel. She is this week's live recording artist on live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. Avery began as a bit of a child star. I don't know the best way to kind of cap that story, Avery. Like, child star. What does that mean? No, what's a child star? Like, what did you... Like, I was a star as a kid. No one knew it, but I was. Did you do anything famous and big and fancy and stuff?
Well...
Were you on Melrose Place?
I started singing when I was four.
I'm sorry, what?
I started singing when I was four.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a loser.
But
every... hold on. Let's just clarify that.
Okay.
Every kid sings when they're four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Like, were you... really singing, or were you just singing?
No, okay. My parents took me to see Annie in Toronto, and
You went up on stage and took the mic from her hand.
I wish that would have been cool. I came home and I started singing all the songs and all the dances. I memorized it for them and I performed it for my parents, and they were like, "Oh no."
Because you know why they went, "Uh oh," they knew how much you would cost from that point forward.
Yeah. No, they're pretty. They wanted me to get into it too, and so they put me in voice lessons, and I was told I had nearly perfect pitch at the age of four, and then I started playing violin, and that helped with my ear.
I'm sorry. Why did it help? Whoa! So many questions. Violin. What?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So do you remember the show Max and Ruby?
No.
Okay. Well, it was a kid's show on Treehouse, and I was obsessed with it. And Ruby was playing the violin, and I was like, "Wow, I want to play that." So at the age of like, I don't know, five, I was like, "Violin, that's what I want." And so I started playing violin, and it really helped with my ear.
But you had perfect pitch, so why would it
help
with your
ear? Well, not perfect pitch, nearly perfect.
Oh, so now you're perfect.
No, absolutely not. But it helped a lot, and then I dropped that after a couple years, went to piano, and then, yeah, so here I am. Now. Yeah.
Did you ever get bullied for being a freak?
Absolutely.
I mean, being talented?
No, absolutely I did.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, that was all of elementary school. Yeah, bullying.
You got bullied in elementary school?
That's right.
Do you remember their names? Because you know how I feel about you, right?
Yes.
Like and they won't make the connection. That's the greatest. I can get away with it.
For sake of argument, I do not remember their names.
Okay. For the sake of argument. All right. But you remember the hurt?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you get made fun of the most for? Like, can I just give you an example?
Sure.
My daughter is a sweet, beautiful... almost 27-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, she had hairy arms and dodgy teeth.
Okay.
Like her teeth looked like a Muppet.
Okay.
It was just unbelievable. And we had to make a decision where we're going to fix those right away, or we're going to help her cope with the jerks that were making fun of her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if we made the right decision. Because it's still a sore spot for her. And she's 27, right?
Yeah.
How about you? What did you get picked on for?
Well, besides the fact that I kind of already have my future figured out at the age of seven.
Are you kidding me?
Because they were like, that's weird. So a little bit of that, but a lot of like the singing, the curly hair.
Me too. I got made fun of for having curly hair. No, why are you laughing? Okay, I haven't always been bald, all right?
Okay.
I was born bald, grew some, it left.
Yep.
So anyway,
the curly hair was one that, because I don't know, it wasn't the same as everyone else's.
Right.
I'm really small, if you haven't noticed. So that was a big thing too, getting me fun of because I was so small.
Do you remember the first picture we took?
No.
Yeah, it was in there, and you were here,
yes,
and I was here, and
I'm still like that. I don't think I'm growing anymore.
Okay.
5'4" is the limit.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a lot of that. It dissipated when I got to high school. So.
That's a big fancy word.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're the best. Well, I want everyone to hear your singing.
Okay.
Okay? And the reason we've got you back in the show is because Tim and I are both creepy stalker fans.
Right.
And after we don't have a show anymore, the restraining order kicks in.
Right.
So we're not going to be able to see you anymore.
Of course.
Yeah. So we wanted to get you back on one more time. Avery, what song are you going to do?
Well, speaking of bullying, I'm going to do a song. We were talking about it.
A song you wrote about Trump?
No. Oh. it's a song that I wrote for a bullying kind of campaign that I was doing. I got invited to come speak at Glenview Public School in Aldershot.
Okay.
And so I spoke about my bullying experiences, and it was on Pink Shirt Day, so I went and I talked about it. I sang a couple songs. And then after they invited me back, but I wrote a song for them based off of their words. So they gave me, like, grades 1 to 6, gave me, like, little written down phrases and thoughts about kindness and bullying and how it makes them feel. And then I wrote a song based off of their words. So it was kind of a cool concept. And then I went and performed it for them, and they sang along with me. And
so cool. Really, that's really, really neat, actually.
It was really cool, yeah.
Neat. I just used the word neat.
Neat. You did.
Peachy keen. All right, what's the song called?
The song is called Taste Your Words.
Oh, dude. Okay. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, Avery Raquel.
Afraid of who I am, always told to change, told you're better when you are not the same. Fighting off the voices that say you're not so tough, but the beauty in this chaos tells me that I am enough. Until you've walked in someone else's shoes, you have nothing but the choices that you choose. Just let me be myself today. We're different in the best way. Just let me be myself today. We're different in the best ways. Left shattered and discouraged. Think before you choose to speak out loud. Taste your words before you spit them out.
Avery Raquel on the Drew Marshall Show, and that's why we got her back. That is why. I know we've brought up this subject before, but I find it fascinating how different people cope with compliments. And when I say cope with compliments, you can tell I'm coming from a Canadian perspective. Because Americans expect them. Canadians are, like, freaked out by them.
Yeah.
Typically, right? I mean, look, there's arrogant people everywhere. But like when I look in the mirror. But when it comes to you, the other component to this is, oh, you're so young. Oh, you know, like,
yes.
Right? So there's this lower expectation when someone's younger, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes.
So two questions, and I know we've talked about this before, but I still want to go there again. What is the internal process for you when it comes to someone complimenting you? Do you go through a thing where you, like, I don't believe compliments.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, yeah. Well, I, like you said, I get a little freaked out by them because I never know how to take them. And so I'm kind of like, thank you, but in my head. So like, there's always things like I could improve on. So like, if I do a performance, someone's like, oh, like, that's amazing. I'm like, if you thought so, cool.
Can you imagine saying that? Yeah, if you thought so, whatever.
So I kind of just like, I'm my own critic. Like, I'm awful to myself.
You are.
But yeah,
you are.
I'm a perfectionist, and I get a little freaked out, and I'm kind of like, you think what you want to.
Yeah.
And I'll think what I am thinking currently.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I, well, I actually want to encourage you, because this has been a lot of work for me, Avery.
Mm-hmm.
If someone perceives what you've done as something that works for them and has motivated or moved or affected them in some way, that's not your call.
No.
and I had to make that transition in my head and go, okay, yeah, so this had an impact on you. That's really cool.
Yeah.
But then I like to change the conversation to tell me more about you. And then, because otherwise it gets into this awkward, you know, then they feel like they have to say more. And a lot of people don't know how to pull out of a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
They keep going.
I know.
And it gets awkward.
Oh, yes.
Again, I know we've talked about this before, but that's what happens when you've been on the show 37 times. You're about to turn 18.
I am.
At what age do you no longer get cut the slack as like, oh, she's so young? Like, when does that stop?
Probably when I stop looking like I'm in grade 6.
Well, I'm not sure that's going to happen for quite a while.
No, not a while, but...
Have you seen your mother?
Yes, I have.
Oh, see that compliment, Mom?
Yeah.
The Drew thing.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Anyway, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I have this thing with me where people never actually know what my age is. So I'll be doing a performance. They'll be like, are you 17 or are you 25? I can't decide
right.
which one to go with. So I don't know. Like, from what I've seen, when people think that I'm like in my 20s and they still think I'm super great, then I'm like, okay.
Well,
like,
this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. But that's going to help you with your perception of you.
Yes. But I don't know when it's going to stop being like, oh, like, she's like a teenager and she's young and she's like, she's great for her age. I don't know when that's gonna like go away.
I know. People say that to me as well. Except it's the opposite.
Okay.
You know, they're like, oh, he's really old. Look, he's walking. That's great. It's good for you, Drew. Okay, there you go. Live in the studio with Avery Raquel. Let's talk about boys.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Heavens to bet. No wonder your mom says neat.
Oh, don't worry. I get made fun of how I talk all the time.
Do you? Are you like an old word person?
Good
old person
heavens.
Word.
I say good heavens.
Heavens. Do you really?
Yeah.
Good heavens. Oh, that's funny. Well, at least you're not a potty mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you were in hip hop, you'd have to be, but
yeah.
I think that's going to be the theme today. Picking on hip hop.
Picking on hip hop.
Have you settled down into your genre? No, we're going to talk about boys in a second. Have you settled down into your genre? Because you were like a wandering genre person.
That's still happening. I mean, the most recent album was like the R&B soul, kind of like contemporary vibe.
Yeah.
It's still kind of that. I mean, obviously getting more into like the mainstream world. And
why?
Just.
Want to make money?
Well, not only that, but I want to get my music out there. Like, I want more people to hear it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if that's the route we have to go, then that's the route we have to go. But
do you feel like a sellout doing that?
I'm still keeping a part of myself in whatever it is that I write.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't just, like, I'm not really down for people to just write a song for me and give it to me. I buy it off of them. They make money and then... great, but
right.
I want my input to be in there.
Well, you're a phenomenal songwriter. See, you're what did I call you last time? You're like a trifecta of talent.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. Write that down, Dad. That's marketing material right there. A trifecta of talent. You actually are a very good songwriter. There's no way you should be writing that kind of stuff when you're only 12 years old. You'll always be 12 in my brain. You are just a stupidly talented singer, and then you are a playa. Keys, ukulele. What else do you play?
Violin. Well, I used to play violin.
When was the last time you picked that up?
When I was 10.
I want you to. Why didn't you bring it today? That would have been.
That's what it would have sounded like. That's literally what it would have sounded like.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle.
Yeah. That's what it would sound like.
That is.
Sounds like a donkey on crack. Did you hear that? A little bit?
A little bit.
James the intern gave me a nod on that one. All right. It's the first time a donkey on crack has ever been mentioned on this station, let me tell you. What song are we doing, Avery?
Well, I can either do the uke one or another original.
Save the uke to the end.
Okay.
You and your uke melt me.
Okay.
And I don't want to be destroyed this early in the show.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, what are we doing?
This is another original. I wrote it like a week ago.
Of course you did. And what's the setup?
It's actually, I don't even like...
It's not worth setting up?
No, it's not. It's okay. I think it's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend. What is Dad doing? Is he chirping from the hallway?
No, that was Tim.
Oh, Tim. What? Title. Oh, the title of the song.
What is the title of the song? Oh, Please. It's called Please.
Oh, Please.
No.
Let's try that setup again. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Avery Raquel.
Caught me by surprise. How could I despise your company? It's so new to me. Can't rewind. Maybe I should walk away. Leave these hearts at bay. No agony. Still so new to me. Let's take our time. Love is a fire, you're the flame. Gonna add another player to your game. Never knowing what to say, mind is gone astray. I think you should know by now. I'm stuck, so stuck. You whisper words to me, baby, can't you see? I'm not gonna just get up and leave. Give me time to breathe. Please, we have a heart to heart. Every time we talk, persuading me unknowing I am blind. I'm in my pretty world, that's what I've been told. Can't think straight. How does my love rate on the line? Love is a fire, you're the flame. Gonna add another player to your game. Never knowing what to say, mind is gone astray. I think you should know by now. I am stuck, so stuck. You whisper words to me, baby, can't you see? I'm not gonna just get up and leave. Give me time to breathe, and only time will tell. But I know your mind well, your heart is fell. And I know what we need, a little distance without distancing. Never knowing what to say, mind is gone astray. I think you should know by now. I'm stuck, so stuck. You whisper words to me, baby, can't you see? I'm not gonna just get up and leave. Give me time to breathe. Please just give me time to breathe. Please.
Avery Raquel with a brand new song live on the Drew Marshall Show. Hokey jumping. Okay, so we have to talk about some things here. What do you want to talk about first? The soul that leaks out of a little white girl. Or boys.
Whatever you would like to talk about.
Nice. First. Good answer. Good answer. Well, I do want to talk about this soul thing that, because, I mean, you shouldn't sound like this.
Well, yeah.
No, there's something wrong. Like, I remember the first time I heard a young, awkward white kid sound like an older black man was Johnny Lang. You just went, what? What is that? So the musical influences have obviously, I mean, ABBA must be a huge influence.
The biggest.
No, what's go with the list, because your playlist is the playlist of a 7-year-old musical person.
That was real great. Okay, yeah. Well, obviously, like the jazz greats, like Ella, and I love Chet Baker a lot. I listen to so much Chet Baker.
Said no 17-year-old ever.
Yes, well, he's like, I don't know. I love him so much.
Okay.
And as for like soul artist, like Amy Winehouse, mm-hmm. yes, but that's, we all know that.
Sure.
I listen to Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5. Honestly, I have like a major throwback playlist on my phone of just like songs from like the 70s.
Yeah.
And like,
but when you, yeah. when you want to go cray cray today in your, world,
mm-hmm.
Tim, can you come get my phone, please? Puddin' Cupcake. Tim, he's not there. Is he in the bathroom again? Jeez. Anyway, what was I saying?
You said when I want to do something.
Oh yeah, your playlist. So when you're out with your homies,
yeah.
your peeps,
okay.
and you're popping down the road in your G6,
okay.
whatever. I have no idea what I'm talking about. What do you put in the? You don't put LA in, right? Because
no.
your friends are gonna go, dude. No. What's this? So what are you putting in?
I have a rap playlist. Guilty.
Uh-huh.
It has like a lot of like Chance the Rapper. A lot.
Please tell me you don't have Drake.
I do have Drake.
Please don't tell me you don't have Kanye. It's too late.
A little bit. Just a little bit of Kanye. Like 2 songs. That's it. That's literally it.
I watched Kanye be interviewed by one of my talk show heroes, David Letterman.
Okay.
And there were a few clips where they went to some other place and Kanye was singing with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
No effects, no production, no reverb. Dude's not a good singer.
No. Most of them?
No. The machine makes them sing.
Yeah. No, it does.
And so I don't have any time for that.
No, I know. I listen to rap for what goes on in the background. Not exactly.
In the background?
Yeah. So not exactly.
I mean, like
the
all
words.
The drugs and the...
Nope, not that
and
background.
The ladies.
The, like, chord progressions and
oh.
stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, I listen to, like, Tyler, the Creator and, like, Kendrick Lamar and, like, they actually do music. Like, they are music people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they know what they're doing with that sense. Like, Chance takes, like, gospel songs and raps over them. Like, it's kind of cool.
Oh,
so, yeah.
That's taking a chance.
Yes. Haha, funny.
Not really. Just like, you know what I'm going to do? People say, what are you going to do when the show is done? I'm just going to write dad jokes.
Yeah, do it. Make a book.
I think it's already been done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the garbage. I want to read a little bit about you to our listeners, because okay. I know our listeners are listening going, man, this girl is good. In April 2018... teenager Avery Raquel, that's going to have to be changed pretty soon.
Well,
a couple
like
of years.
2 years.
Okay, 3 years. Released her third full-length solo project, My Heart Away, comprised of all original music. The first single from that album, Come Right Back to You, debuted on the iTunes Canada Top 200 R&B Soul Chart, Soul Song Chart, at number 23. While the album itself debuted at 11 on the Canadian iTunes Top 200 R&B Soul Chart. Good for you. That must have been kind of cool when you saw it creeping up the chart.
Yes, my face was over the weekend.
Excuse me?
Like on the chart.
My face was over the weekend.
Yes.
What does that mean? Is that another cool kid saying?
Like the album like was over like the weekend, like the artist, the weekend.
Oh, see, I don't know what's going on. My face was over the weekend. James is looking at me going, dude, you're so old. I want to thank Ling for not laughing at me. Thank you. Where was I? Stylistically, that album incorporated some fresh new elements, as Avery explains, being influenced by such jazz greats as Ella Fitzgerald, this is me imitating you,
mm-hmm.
Frank Sinatra, Chet Baker, and Carmen McRae. My second CD tried to highlight my jazz vocal style while creating a contemporary soul sound reminiscent of artists such as Norah Jones, Kareem Bailey, Ray, I guess there's another name there, and even Amy Winehouse. I think of it as a really nice blend of soul, jazz, and blues. Do you still hold to that? Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Sure I do.
Let's talk about boys.
Okay.
Last time you were here, I didn't remember this. Tim remembered. Apparently I don't care.
Okay.
Did you dump the last boyfriend or did he dump you?
He dumped me.
Why didn't you call me? Because you know I'll... Right?
Right. Yes.
But instead, what you did was you chose to take that heartbreak and turn it into music?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I wrote a whole album.
And I think we did talk about whether you're ever, ever getting back together ever, ever again. Yeah. And no was the answer.
No was the answer. Yeah.
But you guys are pals now.
We're acquaintances.
Acquaintances,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you'd say hi in the mall?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Place that I hate going to. Is there someone special in your world right now?
There is a boyfriend, yes.
Right. Yes. What's his name? Jed?
Joseph.
That's what I meant. And he has just one horse and buggy, or two, or what? Joseph.
I'm not even going to answer that.
But apparently he's nice.
He is.
Your mom told me he's a nice, nice young boy.
Yes,
and I asked your mom if he was like Eddie Haskell nice, and you don't understand that.
No,
but
I
everyone
don't.
Old is laughing right now.
Okay.
Because there was an old TV show called Leave It to Beaver, and it was about a nice little 1950s family. The mom stayed home and cooked and cleaned all day in a dress with pearls on. And the dad went to work, and the boys were boys. Boys will be boys.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the boys had a friend named Eddie Haskell, and he was a dirtbag.
Okay.
But when he walked into the house of the Beaver Cleaver family, he would say, "Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Hello, Mr. Cleaver." Howard, like, he just polished it up.
Okay.
Do you think he's a polish upper, or is he legit?
No, he's genuinely a nice person.
Do you like lavender?
I do. Yes.
Tell us about the first date.
He surprised me and...
Wait, is this the first date?
The first date. Like, yeah.
He
wouldn't tell me where we were going, and he took me to these, like, lavender fields, and, like, I didn't know where we were going. Like, I thought, like, I don't know what was happening. We were driving for, like, an hour. I'm like, okay, we're in the country. I don't know where we are. But, yeah, he took me to...
Did you see a bottle of chloroform in the back seat? Like, I'd be a little worried. Jeez.
So we went to this, like, lavender field, and we, like, walked around and took some pictures, and then he took me out for dinner, and, yeah. So
where did he take you for dinner?
A sushi place, because he knows that sushi's my favorite. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a... I like that.
Yeah, he was really sweet.
You sure it was a lavender field? Because they're growing the marijuana a lot these days.
Yes, they are. They
and
are,
I hear they smell similar.
I don't think so.
No?
No, but it was great.
No, I like lavender. I do.
I'm glad.
No, it is. It's one of my favorite smells. I have it in my pillow.
Okay.
Why are you judging me?
I'm not
a complete tool.
No.
That's Tim's job.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another song, Avery Raquel. And when we come back from that song, I want to ask you about your parents.
Okay.
Is this your last song? Okay. Or are you going to do two more?
This is the last song.
Okay.
Okay.
But don't mess with my head.
Because okay.
When you bring that ukulele out, last time you brought it out, dude, I cried.
Yes.
Okay. I still don't know how you play ukulele with those nails.
Yeah, I don't know either, but it happens.
Gee whiz. All right. So tell me about this this song.
Well, you're almost finished here.
Yes.
So, and you always said that you wanted me to play this song at your funeral.
Are you really going to do
this?
But
I'm going to do this. Yes. So this is, yeah.
Okay, just hold on a second.
Got you too. Yes, I was going to say.
Your mom gave me a gift. Your mom and dad, sorry, gave me a gift.
Uh-huh.
I'm now opening it. Oh, yeah, that's going to need to happen before this song goes. Wait, are we streaming live? I'm not on video, right?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We don't have an 8-second delay.
Ready?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, Avery Raquel.
Hold me close and hold me fast, this magic spell you cast, this is Leviosa. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see Leviosa. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above, everyday words seem to turn into love songs. So give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie encore. De mes pleurs dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit d'amour, d'amour. Des mots là tout le jour, je sens me faire quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, on n'est pas de bonheur, on n'est pas de la croise. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit là, je pourrais pour la vie. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je s'en ai moi. Mon cœur qui bat.
I love you. I love you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Such a sweetie. Such a sweetie. Well, we should take a commercial break right now. All of a sudden, it got real hot in here. I don't know what happened. I'm going to blame it on the club.
Yep.
Okay, Avery Raquel, here in the studio. Avery.
Hi.
How long do you think you'll date, what's-his-name for? Buddy, what's-his-name?
I'm not going to answer that. Hopefully as long as I can.
Hopefully as long as I can. That's not a bad answer. I like that. Do you think that you would... Could you dump somebody?
No.
See, don't let him know that, though. That's a card you want to hold close to your chest, young lady.
Yes, I know.
Man. If you need help, again, just let me know.
Okay.
Okay, I want to talk about your parents just before we say goodbye to you.
Okay.
I like them both.
I'm glad. Me too.
But hold on, but they're very different.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Oh, they're similar?
Yeah. Well, it'll be like... What's for dinner tonight? My mom will come home with a pizza, but my dad already has one. So it's one of those. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both very supportive, but I guess that is just the byproduct of being an only child, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
How are you not a princess?
I try not to be.
No, but you could have turned to, you're talented, the music, creative, you're an only child.
And I
don't know. You should be a bit of a princess.
Well, I mean, I can be if you want me to.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know that, right?
I do.
Yeah. And there's a reason you're in our final month. It's because I like you a lot.
Thank you.
But your music, I like more.
Thank you. I don't know if that's like a compliment.
I don't know if it is either. That didn't come out the way I wanted it to. Yeah. Avery Raquel, ladies and gentlemen. The website is Avery Raquel. Avery Raquel. That's R-A-Q-U-L. AveryRaquel.com. You can go there and purchase her music, follow her, support her, go to her gigs. Do you have a gig you want to tell anyone about? Is there anything coming up that's cooking?
I'm doing a Sinatra-themed show with a gentleman named Adam James at Lula Lounge with the Jazz FM Youth Big Band.
When?
On the 23rd of June. So that's coming up. That'll be fun.
I love the Lula Lounge.
Yes. So there's two shows that day. The dates are on my website. And then I'm doing another show at the Royal Botanical Gardens in Burlington.
Okay.
What's the day?
July
31st. Yeah.
Right.
So,
Downtown Markham
on the 29th of June.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is that guy?
That's my dad.
Pizza man.
The pizza man. Yep.
Good for you. Well, I don't know when or how, but we will run into each other again.
Of course.
And I love you.
Love you too.
Pal. Pal. Tim, do we have a tune lined up?
Yeah, that's why I came in, honey.
Beautiful. Can you not stand behind me and call me honey, please?
I'm sorry.
That's weird.
Did you order a pizza?
ladies and gentlemen, Avery Raquel about to do another... produced number here on the show, not live. Have a listen to this. Ooh, I like this song. I gotta shut up so we can listen to it. Up next, singer-songwriter David Wilcox. Amazing dude.
Time stood still.